The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
I note the two sons of Princess Diana, William and Harry, have said that they won't be talking any more about their mother or their death, but they have expressed very significant regrets about a phone call that they made when they were kids on the night of her death. And, of course, like kids, yes, Mum, I've got to go, Mum, I'm playing with my friends, Mum, bye-bye, Mum. And, of course, now have expressed regret about the fact that the calls were terminated. Adam.
They've bared their souls, I suppose, and their hearts a little bit, haven't they, for this TV documentary.
Yeah.
I guess we are approaching the 20th anniversary of Diana's death. There'll be a fair bit of this, but Princes William and Harry, I guess, have got this off their chest, and they admit that some stuff is still raw 20 years later. It would be, after all, it's your mum.
Of course.
But you're right about that phone call and how it haunts them still, and they also talk about their mother being loving and mischievous, although I suppose you have to put it in context. The idea that their mum was sneaking sweets into their sports kit. I mean, there are plenty of us who would never have needed that, but they, of course, went to the schools they went, so therefore that was deemed to be mischievous. But do you know what? It's really nice stuff, although I have to say, Alan, some critics are wondering if this is the silent, stiff upper lip Brazilians that's seen the royal family through before and whether they ought to be doing this sort of thing.
Yes, I must say they have said, William, I said, stiff upper lip's not on. I must say one point, which I suppose is a little harsh, really, but these two were young boys.
Yes.
And the mother's cavorting in the Mediterranean with this Farhead or whatever the hell his name was, that bloke is... What was his name, that bloke that owned Harrods and everything? I forgot.
Tony Al-Fayed.
Thank God I've forgotten his name. And, you know, at the Ritz Hotel in Paris and so on, and here were these two boys, so I don't know. Where should the mother be?
Yeah, so tricky, but 20 years later, I suppose, we all still have an opinion. It's one of those things.
Yeah, very hard stuff.
We all have a view
yeah,
still.
Absolutely. All right, Adam. Talk to you tomorrow. Adam Gilchrist in London.